assault. When McClellan finally moved, the result was a series of difficult fights that inflicted casualties on both sides and accomplished little else. The two sides collided first at Yorktown and then at Williamsburg, and by late June, as Johnston slowly and strategically withdrew his Confederates closer to Richmond, the rebel commander used the countryside to his advantage. With McClellan pursuing cautiously, Johnston led the rebels into a series of sharp engagements known as the Peninsula Campaign. Neither side was completely victorious, and the various fights took the Federal troops close to Richmond, but not close enough. Though neither side could claim any sort of major victory, one monumental event occurred that could not have been recognized at the time. During one of the fights, the Battle of Seven Pines, Joe Johnston was wounded and was unable to remain in command. Within 24 hours, President Jefferson Davis, who happened to be close by, made perhaps his most brilliant decision. The ailing Joe Johnston was replaced as commander of the Army of Northern Virginia by Davis's most trusted advisor, the man who had designed the Confederate defenses at Manassas, the man who was so respected in Washington that at the start of the war in April 1861, he had been offered command of the Union Army. His name was Robert E. Lee. Lee took charge immediately, and in a bloody campaign,